You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
The interesting thing that we've seen on the ground here is the Russians seem to have come to the conclusion that the best thing for them to do is be as silent as possible and let President Trump do most of the talking. And the message that they're obviously trying to send to audiences here in Russia, but of course also internationally and to the U.S., is that Vladimir Putin is going into this meeting a winner. He's going into this meeting with momentum on the battlefield and certainly wanting to push through his own agenda as far as this meeting is concerned. And the Russians have said that they haven't changed their stance on Ukraine, which means they don't want an immediate ceasefire.
That's more interesting analysis than I was expecting based on the description on my sheet of paper. I thought it was just going to be kind of Trump bashing, Putin smart, Trump's dumb, but Putin has been not saying much about this, whereas Trump's talking every single day. Is that any advantage in a negotiation standpoint where you don't really have any idea what Putin's going to walk in and say? You have a pretty good idea what Trump's going to walk in and say.
You know, I don't know. It's funny. I was going to take almost an opposite angle in that several of Putin's notable mouthpieces are making claims and posturing and trying to pre-spin it, preset the question and the parameters.
First of all, I'd like to know if Trump is sitting down with anybody and discussing different scenarios and hypotheticals. I'm guessing he's not based on his track record, and he's just going to go with his gut like he does. In his defense, he's sat down for a lot of big deals in his life, a lot. So he's got more experience than the average person. But I was thinking about one time Joe and I got called to this meeting with some real radio heavyweights, and it got set up and we got there and they looked at us and they were basically like, so what are you here for? And we thought it was like the other way around. Like they called us in because they had something to say to us and we weren't prepared for that. And I just, you know, Trump needs to be ready for a scenario like that. Where, you know, Putin, so what do you got to offer me?
Right. I think that's absolutely true. I mean, that's one possible tack he takes. Here's an interesting bit of information. This is a senior Russian lawmaker. He said, though the Ukrainian, and this is paraphrasing, end quoting, but he said, though the Ukrainian question has been declared to be the main item of the agenda, quote, much more important global issues would be raised in Alaska, including ambitious plans for economic and infrastructure cooperation in the Arctic. And that is why, and there are a couple other quotes that clearly indicate that the Russian brain trust is thinking, look, we make Ukraine a part of something much, much bigger, and give them what they want on a few other fronts that don't matter nearly as much to us, but Trump will see it as a payday, and then we get to expand into Eastern Europe.
That could be what they actually want. Also has the added advantage of if it's a complex, multiple items agenda, you get to stall even longer. I mean, Trump's not going to have an answer for that off the top of his head. So you could kick the can down easily for, 30 days or 6 months if you're talking about, you know, Antarctica and all kinds of different things. And then, you know, Putin gets to continue to prosecute the war without the sanctions on that Trump was promising and all that sort of stuff.
So all of that is one of the reasons, Ukraine and the Europeans are probably talking to Trump right now as we speak and saying, look, this is about Ukraine. Don't let Putin, you know, tempt you into some sort of Arctic, you know, navigation and mineral rights discussion, because that's what he's going to do. It's about Ukraine. Well, and the other thing they're trying to say is, and keep in mind, if you sign the treaty first, if he signs the treaty first, while you're signing, he'll be violating the treaty. So just remember that about Vladimir Putin.
That's a good point.
What's your gut say comes out of this meeting Friday?
Wow. I don't know, but I would say my feeling that something positive from my perspective comes out of it is pretty low.
I see a semi-vague, we have reached the framework for discussions that could definitely lead to peace.
Which would be a horrible development. I was just reading in the Wall Street Journal about the gains that Russia has made in the last couple of days. They penetrated some of the defenses and have gotten quite a ways in and might be able to use that leverage to grab a pretty decent sized chunk of land, like just in the next couple of days. If there ends up being, we've come up with a framework for blah, 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 so the sanctions are on hold until January 1st to work out the details, that's 100% a win for Putin.
Yeah, and I bet you 100 rubles, that's essentially what comes out of this. And if I'm wrong, I'll gladly say so, but that it sure feels that way to me. I don't know. Maybe Trump comes out and says, no, that's it. I know a bull esser when I see one. And although Putin is the best bull esser perhaps on the face of the earth, he is the Tiger Woods of manipulation.
Now, Marco Rubio, who oddly is the Secretary of State and has been sidelined in all this sort of stuff, usually the Secretary of State's like the point person on these things.
Yeah.
He'd be having the press conference everybody's asking questions to every single day, but he's not. Trump picked his own negotiator dude, who's a real estate developer, a Witkoff guy, or Trump himself.
And so far does not have a great track record, although he has been sent to, you know, solve unsolvable problems.
True. Nobody would have a great track record going into a talk to Hamas or Putin, probably. But Marco Rubio said something along the lines yesterday that, the first thing we say is there's got to be a ceasefire. If Trump can get that and say, look, I'm not discussing anything until there's a ceasefire. I don't want to hear about a missile going into Kyiv and 20 more people dying in an apartment. If he makes that his lead, I'd be okay with that. If we do all this kick the can down the road negotiations during a ceasefire, that'd be a completely different situation.
Yeah, an enforceable ceasefire, and that's where the problem is. I could see, speaking of Putin and his nature, he would agree to that, declare a total ceasefire, and then when some fighting, sporadic fighting continuing in the critical region of blankety blank. Yeah, they fired on us first, or you know what, we're reaching out to the commander right now. The communication's not great right now with all the jamming that's going on and stuff, but don't worry, we'll take care of that. And while he's on the phone, another attack takes place, and they grab a couple of square miles of a key river crossing or something.
It's possible that Trump has actually met his limit. I mean, he's said some pretty strong things in the last couple of weeks about Putin. He's just a liar. He says one thing and does another. I can't trust him. So if Trump has actually come to the conclusion that he can't trust this guy at all, and he goes in there and says, okay, step one, ceasefire. It's got to be a ceasefire. If there's one missile, if there's one dead Ukrainian, sanctions immediately, and we send Ukraine blah, 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 you know, armaments. If he does something like that, there's a chance.
Yeah, I would agree. That's what it would take.
If he meets Putin and gets schmoozed by the power of smiling Putin and likes a picture of them shaking hands and smiling and falls for, I don't know. That's going to be damn disappointing, I'll say. I think Trump's got a chance to, like, make his legacy over this.
Mm.
Change his legacy for all time if he doesn't get punked by Putin.
is their leverage sufficient to knock a guy off of his goal of reestablishing the Russian Empire? Oh, I can't reestablish the empire because they're, you know, hammering our oil customers. So, oh, well, we'll just keep the empire we've got. I think Putin may be too much of a megalomaniac.
How about
we'll all see.
How about if Europe's talking about 100,000 troops?
Yeah, now that's a threat. Wow. So speaking of disappointments, this is a bummer. Let's see. We got a minute. At the beginning of the conflict, I remember learning a fair amount about the fact that the Ukrainians have been training with the United States and Britain for a long time and had adopted really American-style command and control structures in that, and this ought to be the envy of the world, our military empowers our junior officers with decision-making, discretion in the field. And so, whereas you have the Chinese military, for instance, where you don't dare do anything unless you go way up the chain of command, because if they perceive that you've done the wrong thing, they'll put the goat's horns on you and sacrifice you. That's the way it operates in totalitarian regimes. Whereas our guys, down to the squad level practically, can say, nope, that objective can't be made. Let's find a different way to do it. The headline is Ukraine's once nimble army is mired in Soviet decision making. And evidently the guys on the front line are getting more and more unhappy about the increasingly centralized command culture that often punishes initiative and wastes men's lives.
Oh, that's horrifying. And whose idea was that?
I just think it evolved.
It's just with bureaucracies. That's the way every bureaucracy I've ever been a part of in my life turns this direction.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's 100% true. And then drench that with the unholy sauce of trying to, you know, shake off the effects of being a Soviet republic for eight generations or
that's
whatever.
That's true.
It was.
It's in their genes.
Well, right, exactly. So they were being dragged kicking and well, actually fairly enthusiastically, but, you know, psychologically kicking and screaming into a much more Western style of command and control. And evidently some of that is eroding. Evidently the bitter joke among the Ukrainian service people is, where is it? It's essentially, it's the big Soviet army versus the little Soviet army now.
Wow, that is
they're bigger. We need to be better, and we're not doing it anymore.
That is the last kind of news we needed.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. Coming up, Chuck Todd, if you'll remember him from Meet the Press, he explains Washington to America and America to Washington. Chuck Todd warns America's headed toward a cold civil war based on that stuff you brought us yesterday about becoming even more red and blue states and divided. I don't know what a cold civil war looks like. Antietam in parkas. I don't know what that is, but that and other stuff on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do these three words make you cringe? Calcium oxalate stones. If so, then this message will be a huge relief. Because now there's a kidney health supplement that has shown in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. It's called KidneyCop, Calcium Oxalate Protector, and nothing else comes close to its success. In fact, it has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. KidneyCop is so innovative, it's been awarded 5 U.S. patents, is recommended by doctors and pharmacists, and is winning rave reviews from people all over the country. You can be one of them. KidneyCop is super affordable. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. If you cringe when you hear the words calcium oxalate and you worry about reoccurrence, then you need KidneyCop right away. Purchase KidneyCop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
If you're sending your child off to college this fall, give them more than just a backpack and a laptop. Give them peace of mind. Give them a Byrna. That's Byrna. The Byrna Less Lethal Launcher is the ultimate off-campus protection without the legal, financial, or emotional burden of using a firearm. I carry one and recommend anyone concerned about the personal safety of their family should have a Byrna too. And now, Byrna introduces the Compact Launcher, the world's smallest, less lethal pistol, about the size of a smartphone, but packs a serious punch. It fires powerful kinetic and tear gas rounds that can stop an attacker cold for up to 40 minutes. Perfect for women, students, or anyone who wants to feel safer without carrying a gun. No background checks, legal in all 50 states, ships right to your door. Byrna is trusted by hundreds of law enforcement agencies and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com to learn more or try before you buy at your local Sportsman's Warehouse.
I'm Jack Potter Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government to making health care available to so many. To our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Firefighters were recently called to a California Chuck E. Cheese after an adult woman got her arm stuck in one of the arcade games. Even more embarrassing, she was there without kids. She just likes their pizza. The firefighter who successfully got her out got to choose any item from the bottom 3 shelves.
Wow. Were you a mom actually trying to steal one of the worthless little pieces of crap out of one of those machines? That's embarrassing.
That's an odd story. Something tells me there's like a novel length explanation to that.
Although some of those have like a PlayStation in them or whatever. They always have some incredible prize in there that there is not even a one in a gazillion chance you could ever grasp or win, but it's in there. So she might have been reaching in there for something like that. Yeah, well, she was there without kids, though. Got her arm stuck.
Well, she'd seen it while her kid was operating the claw and thought, I'm going to go get me that thing. Yeah. Never mind that stinking claw. The fix is in.
So we got to get to this story. Katie brought us the headline. I don't know what publication you had the headline from. I'm reading from the New York Post, Katie. Frankenstein rabbits with horrifying spikes growing from their heads are invading the U.S., experts warn.
Oh, no, no, no.
Poor little guys.
Did you read this at all?
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
You don't think the headline's good, though?
Oh, it's an unbelievable headline.
Great headline.
The first line of the story then ruined it for me.
Well, yeah. There's a virus spreading through the cottontail rabbit community that's not doing any favors to the little rabbits. But if you saw one of these coming at you, you'd think, what the hell is this?
Oh, you'd fill your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrifying, though.
Yeah. So people should be aware. If you see a Frankenstein rabbit, coming your way, it's some sort of virus it's got. It's not from another planet or nuclear reactor or something.
Or like a demon sent from hell to eat our souls clear right out of our chests. No, it's not
lost
that.
Your mind.
I love that the local authorities had to let people know, please don't try to catch them. Because I see a diseased rabbit, and I'm like, come here, little fella.
Yeah.
Come on.
Any sort of animal. Oh, aren't you cute with your disease? I'm going to take you home.
It's a viral illness related to the human papilloma virus, which is nasty. Anyway.
So, did somebody sex up a rabbit? Is that how it happened?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, that's what happened. All right. In other sick rabbit news, wait, we have no more. Thank God.
Yeah. The pictures aren't pleasing.
No.
So did we get any emails or texts about our conversation yesterday about this trend toward feeding your deceased pets to animals at the zoo?
Yeah.
I wondered if people weighed in on that. It's the idea that, like, your dog is old and you think it's part of the circle of life for it to be devoured by a lion.
I took a personal survey at my gym, and all six of the ladies were horrified.
And yes, your dog or cat is euthanized first. You're not taking
No, you hand it over to them alive, and they euthanize it.
Or so
That's
they say.
My issue
but
was.
Or so before they it's say. Consumed by the lion,
or
it's
so
euthanized.
They, or so they tell you.
Right.
They run out of their euthanizing juice, and they just let your pet run around in the lion cage. And
how dare you impugn America's zoologists? I'm sure it's all on the up and up. Actually, it's in Denmark.
Denmark.
Think about it.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is the number of people that seem to be horrified by it, even if your pet is euthanized first. And, like, it doesn't bother me, but
what if you... No, this is sad. This is as sad as the rabbit
My
thing.
Question
That's
was...
It. That you're not in charge of the content for this segment or any other. This
well,
is too sad.
We did that yesterday, and I just wondered how people react. If more people were like us, like, it doesn't matter once they're gone. They've lived a good life, circle life, or if more people were just horrified at the idea.
Yeah, maybe it's because I have an old dog that I'm having trouble with this. But so if you were to say goodbye to your pet in the manner you see fit, whatever that might be, and then the helpful folks at the vet brought it to the zoo to be eaten by a lion. I think that, yes or no, that's the dividing line. It all is exactly as you would have it, and then when your pet's soul is in pet heaven, it's feeding time at the zoo.
Mm.
I think most people would say no thank you.
I can't do that. I just got my pet cremated, and she's in a beautiful urn, and I'm not giving her to the zoo.
I'm not sure it would haunt my dreams to donate my dog to your zoo, but it might.
Armstrong and Getty.
A couple years ago, I was in the bathroom at the airport when I dropped my smartphone in the toilet. Not smart. I was multitasking when I should have been focused on the job at hand. Embarrassing, but I'm not alone. According to Google, 7 million other multitaskers accidentally dropped their phones into the bowl last year. A gentle reminder that right now you can get yourself a brand new Samsung Galaxy A36 absolutely free with a $35 plan from Pure Talk. The A36 comes with scratch-resistant Gorilla Glass and a battery that'll last all day, along with unlimited talk, text, and data on America's most dependable 5G network. In other words, it's tough and smart. Something to think about next time you're multitasking in the necessary. Just dial pound 250, say keyword Mike Rowe to get your free phone today. You can make the switch in just 10 minutes. That's pound 250. Say Mike Rowe to switch to a no-nonsense smartphone and a company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
When the North State weather takes its toll on your roof, trust the experts who know the best. Hunter Roofing has been protecting homes and businesses throughout the North Valley for over 70 years. Our certified team delivers quality workmanship using premium materials built to withstand our hot summers and wet winters. Free estimates, competitive pricing, and a commitment to excellence that's made us Redding's most trusted roofing company. Continuing our legacy of craftsmanship and reliability, Hunter Roofing. Call us at 530-999-5622. 530-999-5622.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Get job ready today at Shasta College. Whether you're interested in accounting or agriculture, automotive or nursing, or any of our many other career trainings, our in-demand programs will give you the skills you need for a fulfilling and exciting future career. Planning to transfer? Start here and complete your first 2 years. Then transfer to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. And the best part is all full-time students get 2 years tuition for free. Choose the class format that works for you. In-person, online, hybrid, or 8-week accelerated courses designed for busy adults. You may even qualify for up to $4,000 per semester through our 15 to finish program. Restrictions apply. See a counselor for details. Fall semester begins August 18th, so don't wait. Enroll today at ShastaCollege.edu or call 530-242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Treasonous and illegal. That's how a Democratic whistleblower characterized Adam Schiff, accusing him of greenlighting the leak of classified information to undercut President Trump during the 2017 Russiagate investigation.
The president has already said he wants to see Adam Schiff held accountable for the countless lies he told the American people in relation to the Russiagate scandal.
So I've been reading up on this. This is a damn interesting story. I'm incredibly biased on this. Like, while I don't know if I believe Barack Obama did the things he's being accused of, or Brennan or Clapper or whatever, Brennan's less confidence than a... But I absolutely freaking believe Adam Schiff is guilty of everything he's ever been accused of. I think he's the worst person in government. I can't believe he's a U.S. senator. And I hope this is he pays some penalty for all this.
I think it's practically self-evident he leaked classified info, but more on that to come.
God, what a scumbag. Anyway, let's hear the rest of this report, and then we'll get into some more of the details.
The whistleblower was a veteran House Intelligence Committee staffer. The FBI summary obtained by Fox says Schiff told aides he would, quote, leak classified information, which was derogatory to the president, in hopes of scoring an indictment for the commander-in-chief.
It's beyond unseemly. This was just an egregious breach and a really reprehensible act on the part of Adam Schiff.
Schiff's office calls this baseless smears, saying the whistleblower was, quote, not reliable, not credible, and was fired.
It was a Democrat staffer worth reiterating there.
Yeah, if you didn't catch that. Democrat staffer, 12 years on the in the Intelligence Committee. So, and a little more on this, and then we'll fill in more of the details.
Schiff, who led the Democrats' first impeachment of President Trump, now faces an unrelated criminal investigation for alleged mortgage fraud.
Now it looks like Adam Schiff really did a bad thing. They have him.
Democrats say the GOP is trying to shift the narrative.
Look, this is nonsense. This is an effort to change the subject away from the Epstein files.
The problem with that is sometimes when these stories come out of an administration, it is to change the subject. But everybody from Nixon to Clinton to Trump and Obama and everybody, whenever the heat is on, they claim over something they actually did. They claim this is just a distraction from the American people. Well, we did not bug any foreign. They're just trying to, you know, so that's the oldest dodge in the world. So.
And even, great example of it, just to flip the partisan script, is when Clinton went after Al-Qaeda way back in the day, and right. Republicans talked about Monica missiles for, a couple of weeks.
You have allergies?
An explosive sneeze there.
COVID?
Yeah, oh my God, yeah, I have allergies.
Whooping cough?
I don't think so, no.
So during an FBI interview in June of 2023, the whistleblower, this dozen-year Democrat, recalled being part of an all-staff meeting, as you just heard, in which Schiff said the Democrats, the quote is, stated the group would leak classified information which was derogatory to the President of the United States and would be used to indict President Trump. Schiff believed, for one thing, he had told other people he thought when Hillary won, he was sure Hillary was going to win, like everybody in the world was sure Hillary was going to win. He believed he was going to become the CIA director, for one thing. Schiff believed that. So he was very excited about that. When Hillary lost, he was quite upset about it. But he was convinced, again, this is in quotes, Schiff believed Russia hijacked the election and the United States was in the middle of a constitutional crisis. So he was driven by the fact that he believed Russia had actually changed the result somehow, of a U.S. election, and it was a constitutional crisis. Obviously, if you believed that, you'd be pretty damn concerned. Classified information began leaking to the media. The Democratic minority leadership of the Intelligence Committee was aware of the leaks, but was under the impression that leaking the information was one way to topple the administration and fix the constitutional crisis. It's the same thing as Comey and so many of these people, or journalists. Same as the journalists ignoring Biden having dementia. They believe Trump is such a threat to American democracy, let's blow up all norms and violate laws and ethics of every kind to make sure the new Hitler doesn't end up being president. That's how they sleep at night.
Exactly it. How nightmarish is it to have the picture of Adam Schiff having the levers of the CIA at his disposal?
Wow.
He is not a long ball hitter.
Get
well,
that.
And the whole short hitter issue, yeah. I'm reading a book right now recommended by a good friend by Michael Waller. It's Big Intel, How the CIA and FBI Went from Cold War Heroes to Deep State Villains. And it is, so far, really compelling. And it illustrates something that I think if you're reasonably smart, you can figure out yourself. But if you have the level of secrecy that the intelligence services have, people's own views of what the priorities of the country ought to be, no matter what the guy in the Oval Office says, or, you know, no matter what Congress just passed as a law, runs wild, gets off track like usually. The idea that the CIA went rogue momentarily, I mean, no, the CIA going rogue is like the whole question. It's the challenge of having that sort of agency.
They woke up rogue.
Well, yeah, exactly. They went to work rogue. They went home to their wives rogue. It's keeping intelligence services not rogue that is the never-ending challenge of democracies. Anyway, back to you.
The unidentified male source who worked as a Democratic staffer on the House Intelligence Committee for 12 years after more than two decades in the intelligence community.
No. Discredited. Disgruntled former employee who was fired for cause. Just a real jackass. Nobody liked him.
Told FBI agents in December 2017 that the mood among the panel became indescribable after Trump's upset win the year before. And ranking member Schiff was particularly upset as he had believed he would have been appointed as the director of the CIA if Hillary had won. Jumping down to this. So when Schiff floated the idea of leaking that information out, because we have a constitutional crisis going on right now and we need to topple this president, the whistleblower said he objected to Schiff's idea, only to be told by other participants that they would not be caught leaking classified information, so don't worry about it. Sometime later, the whistleblower said he was approached again about leaking against Trump and responded that he believed this activity to be unethical and treasonous. The whistleblower reached out to the FBI and was even invited to attend a mock grand jury hearing. So they were going through the motions of having him testify and see what that would look like, only to be later told that the Justice Department would not investigate further. Why did that happen? Because investigators believed Schiff was protected by the Constitution's speech or debate clause, which bars the apprehension of legislators for their professional activities except in the event of felony, treason, or breach of peace. And apparently the Justice Department, and again, this is in 20... Well, so he first went in 2017. I guess this would have been in 2023. So I was about to say it was a Trump Justice Department, but it was the Biden Justice Department. So the Biden Justice Department, whether you believe this is, you know, on the up and up or not, didn't think that Schiff had run afoul of the felony treason and breach of peace to the extent that they could get a win there. The whistleblower claimed during his June 2023 interview that he did not believe Schiff's actions were covered by the speech or debate clause. But apparently the Justice Department did, but it's the Biden Justice Department, so...
Right. Yeah.
This is something. So do you think this will go far enough that we actually see this guy testify before a panel or Congress, like it'll go that far. You'd need somebody else to come forward. So if he actually said,
not to testify in front of a committee, I mean, you don't need much pretext at all for that.
No, not to have the committee, for people to believe it. You'd need more than one person. And, I mean, if he was saying to this whole committee, I think this is treasonous, which has just got a little bit too much, I'm the good guy standing up against evildoers, just a tad. It might be 100% true, but I don't know. You know, the whole I'm the hero of the story thing always concerns me a little bit. There'd be a lot of people on the committee. I mean, you got the people on the committee. He's a staffer. So if he was there for the conversation, how many people were involved? 50? I mean, if you got all the committee members and staffers? Okay, minimum 20 people and nobody else has come forward?
How specific have we gotten in describing the situation where Schiff was advocating this? I mean, because if it was while Republicans were in the room, you'd think one of them would have said something by now.
That's a good point. That's a decent point. Ranking member Schiff was particularly upset that the mood on the panel was indescribable. But the House Intelligence Committee doesn't include just Democrats, obviously.
Right. Now, there may be some contexts where just the Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee get together.
Right.
And maybe the nefarious plot was hatched then. I don't know. It's just a question.
Almost has to be the case.
Yeah.
For this story to work.
So just to give you a little overarching feeling of the fast and looseness I was trying to describe, this book I'm reading, and I've done some preliminary looking into how credible it is. It seems to be. The more I read, the more I think, all right, I got to make sure this is credible because it's really quite extraordinary. Its descriptions of how Intel actually works and when it goes wrong, how it, you know, doesn't serve the people of the United States. But one of the early accounts in the book is the fellow who wrote it, who is a young, like, arch conservative activist type, and also a college journalist in D.C., and how he got on the radar of various people who are high up in the Intel community because he was very enthusiastic about going to Central America in particular, which is where there was a real divide between Reagan and his people, including William Casey, the director of the CIA, what they thought ought to be happening, and Congress. Because Congress at the time was heavily Democrat. I don't remember the specifics of it. But the Democrats were, in general, very supportive of Daniel Ortega and the Sandinistas. Look it up someday. It's a fascinating story. And he turned out to be a communist dictator. I'll be damned! Anyway, not a brave, a communist liberator of his people. Anyway, so this guy who had come to the attention of these heavyweights in ways I could describe, but we don't really have time. He was told to go to church and sit in a back pew and stay there till he was contacted. And he sat there, and at the very, 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 very end, when the organ was playing, the director of the CIA himself, William Casey, came up to him, and they had a very brief conversation. And then an assistant of Casey gave him a name. Said, remember this name. Do not forget this name. It's all you need to know. And then they left. And as the guy explains in the book, because Congress had either not authorized or specifically forbidden certain acts or certain avenues for the intelligence agencies to do their work, Casey and supporters of Reagan's policies were going entirely outside the intelligence apparatus and finding private citizens who were similarly dedicated to do intelligence work for them. And because it was in church, nobody could compel Casey to testify.
Wow.
For various legal constitutional reasons. Wow. And so he went to church on a practically daily basis and had brief conversations with people.
Wow. And all these people, the problem is, all these people think they are patriots and they can be trusted with working outside of the Constitution. Like James Comey. He believes, you know, I'm a good guy who cares about America, so it's okay if I go around the rules. It doesn't always work out.
And I wholeheartedly agreed at the time and agree now with Reagan and his people what they were thinking about Central America. But it's a great illustration of, I actually believe this stuff. And it is really, really important. So I'm just going to go outside the bounds.
Into inciting an insurrection.
That's right. Sometimes it incites erections and insurrections.
I just hope at the end of the day, Adam Schiff ends up in leg irons in like a public square.
Amen.
Yes. Where I can throw various fruit products at his head. That's what I hope happens. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
True Home Security is having a system that is proactive, not just reactive.
Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. SimpliSafe is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection.
Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today.
Get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring plus your first month free at SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off and your first month is free. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number biggest sale of the year. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Plus free home delivery with the purchase of any smart bed. Ends Monday. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Most investments today feel like second jobs in disguise. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. You deserve a strategy that builds wealth without sacrificing your time, sanity, or freedom. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Gold doesn't demand your attention. It doesn't crash overnight. And it doesn't care who's trending on Twitter. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of investors just like you. People who want both profit and peace of mind. Secure their future with real physical gold. There's a reason smart investors are going back to basics, choosing the only asset trusted by civilizations for over 5,000 years. Gold offers freedom and peace of mind 1 ounce at a time. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanCompLaw.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A
This is Carl Bott.
And Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Scientists now confirming it was a meteorite that smashed through the roof of a home in McDonough, Georgia, and that it was 20 million years older than Earth itself. Nicknamed the McDonough meteorite, it was seen streaking across the sky in June. Researchers say it's more than 4.5 billion years old.
20 million years older than Earth itself? They can't measure that. I don't think it's possible. No, I don't think so. We kind of round how old the Earth is, not within, I mean, it's like roughly 4.5 billion years old, but it's kind of rounding, you can't round within 20 million on that. Anyway, I won't get distracted by that. Do you know there are endless meteorites on the moon? I just learned this the other day. That's a problem for a moon base or anything like that, because there's no atmosphere. You're constantly being pelted by little rocks coming at you at the speed of bullets.
Right.
With no atmosphere to burn them up. The Earth has them coming too, but our atmosphere burns all the little ones up.
Yeah, fascinating stuff, isn't it? So I guess there's a big debate between just space scientists, rocket scientists, literally, over whether we ought to have a moon base on the moon or an orbiting base that has essentially the same function.
I wasn't aware of this, but that's interesting. It may be the whole moon base on the moon that we've all been picturing is not feasible.
Right. So a couple of things we're going to get into next hour, and I'm really looking forward to, although they're both a little troubling, some stories about mental health, one that has to do with smartphones, and one having to do with there's a rash of people becoming therapists now as other fields disappear, partly because of AI.
Wow.
And I think I may have really bad news for those people.
Yeah, I've gotten the best therapy I've ever gotten in my life on a whole bunch of different topics, raising kids or whatever, from ChatGPT.
Uh-oh. And then the other thing I want to get into, also troubling, Frankenbabies, featuring the Chinese Frankenstein, as he's known. The whole, well, if we allow gene editing to get babies to blah, 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 avoid this disease, how long until we have, you know, designer babies being made? Now is when. That's when it's going to happen now.
I still want to hear this.
Some of the greatest minds of our time are as enthusiastic as they are about AI.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
There is not we're playing God here. No, there's a let's do it. How quick can we do it? Spirit about designing babies.
Well, you people are crazy, but there's always going to be people like that, so there's no stopping it.
Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, that stuff to come next hour, among other fare.
Will they be green with bolts in their neck?
Optional. That's the point. You just check the Frankenstein box. I mean, it's a little on the nose to me. Look, we were planning to have a Franken baby, and so we thought square head, bolts in the neck, greenish skin.
Big stitch scar across the forehead.
We're kind of thinking now maybe that was a little much, but anyway, we love him. Little
kids
Frank.
Are making fun of him at school. We should have thought this through. We've got more on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Oh, no.
stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEP.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.